Now, Brother Dave Danny will present the part, Pursue Righteousness by Fleeing from Youthful Desires.
In addition to living with soundness of mind and fleeing from materialism, the pursuit of righteousness also involves what is mentioned at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. Please turn there with me in your Bible to 2 Timothy chapter 2. And let's read together verse 22. Notice it says there, So flee from youthful desires, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a clean heart. So yes, the pursuit of righteousness involves fleeing from youthful desires. When it comes to protecting our friendship with Jehovah, we must act swiftly and decisively. This is really the spirit behind Paul's words here when he admonished Timothy to flee from youthful desires. Much like we would flee a burning building without hesitation or procrastination, we must flee from youthful desires. This counsel applies to all Christians, young and old. Because at the time Paul wrote these words, Timothy was already a grown man, perhaps in his 30s. So youthful desires are not always restricted by age. When confronted with such desires, Timothy was urged to flee from them. And you know, Jesus conveyed a similar message when he said, If your eye makes you stumble, tear it out and throw it away from you. Decisive action. So taking this counsel to heart means we deal decisively with spiritual threats without hesitation or procrastination. While youthful desires are natural, there are both proper and improper desires from which we must flee if we want to continue to seek Jehovah's righteousness. For instance, sports, music, entertainment, hobbies, travel, not bad in themselves, but youths are urged to flee from these so that these do not become a preoccupation, leaving little time or energy for godly pursuits. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9 urges young ones, follow the ways of your heart and go where your eyes lead you, but know that the true God will bring you into judgment for all these things. So knowing this in itself is compelling reason to pursue righteousness above all else. So what then are improper youthful desires from which we must flee if we are to keep seeking Jehovah's righteousness? Well, let's consider two. The first one, this world promotes the strong desire to be popular or to be accepted. And really, anyone can get caught up in this regardless of age. In fact, the Apostle Peter fell victim to peer pressure to the point he denied even knowing Jesus. Yes, the strong desire to be accepted, to fit in, or not be an outcast caused Peter to do a very regrettable thing. Secondly, there's the pressure to satisfy physical desires rather than spiritual ones. Surrendering to such pressure can lead to serious misconduct. It is therefore vital that we flee from such desires. Joseph is an outstanding example of one who fled from improper youthful desires. Recall his example. His master's wife repeatedly implored him to have sex with her, yet Joseph resisted. What gave him the strength to do what was right? Well, his reply to his master's wife was resolute. In Genesis chapter 39, the account, he says, How could I commit this great badness and actually sin against God? When she challenges his refusal, even grabbing hold of him, Joseph isn't embarrassed to flee. You know, the account says he runs out of the house. So Joseph showed himself to be a man of moral integrity. So we too may be confronted with a similar situation. Joseph's example teaches us that resisting isn't merely a matter of willpower, though. No, it starts with the desire to please our Creator, Jehovah God. Joseph said it was unthinkable for him to do something that would offend his Creator. In the same way, we need to be convinced that moral uncleanness offends God, and it ultimately results in heartache. So recall that to flee, as Brother Heath mentioned, means to take decisive action that has been carefully thought out beforehand. Therefore, we must set firmly in mind Jehovah's reminders. And we do so by meditating on God's Word, reading and meditating on God's Word, the Bible, daily. This was nicely emphasized for us in the 2006 Watchtower, June 15th. W06, 6/15, page 29. Our young sister commented, she said that as she did research in the Bible and Christian publications, she received reminders that served as a shot in the arm to keep her guard up. She concludes, as long as I keep reminding myself about how much I love Jehovah, I need not fear that I will commit this great badness and sin against him. Yes, young ones, set firmly in mind Jehovah's reminders and realize that none of today's popularity issues will matter in later years. Let's look in on a demonstration that really highlights the difference between entertaining fleshly desires and fleeing from them.
Hey, Julian.
Hey.
I was really surprised to hear that you're single. How can someone like you be single?
Well, I don't know. I just am, I guess.
Well, I think that we should have lunch together because I would like to get to know you better.
Ooh, really?
So, is this brother fleeing? Or is he lingering? Was he prepared ahead of time to handle such a situation? What did he fail to do? Well, let's watch the demonstration again. And this time, notice how the brother takes decisive action that has been carefully thought out beforehand.
Hey, Julian.
Hey, Lydia.
I was really surprised to hear that you're single. How can someone like you be single?
Well, it's because I choose to be single.
What? Well, I think that we should have lunch together because I would like to get to know you better.
I don't think that's a good idea. I know you say it's just lunch, but then what? You know, I'm not interested in that kind of relationship. I don't think it's appropriate. I wouldn't want to give you the impression that I am interested. I sure don't want to mess with your feelings. So I'm going to have to say no to lunch, but I'll see you in class.
So did you see the difference between entertaining fleshy desires and fleeing from them? Clearly, our young brother must have been prepared for such a situation and knew exactly how to deal with it successfully. Because fleeing involves thinking things over well in advance, meditation is essential. So on what might our young brother here have meditated in order to give such a fine response? Well, no doubt he meditated on Joseph's example, as we just have. It was just an invitation for lunch, yet he knew exactly where such an apparently innocent situation could lead, didn't he? Galatians 6, verse 7 says, "Whatever a man is sowing, this he will also reap." No doubt our brother had thought about the consequences of such a relationship. And then too, 1 Corinthians 15:33, "Bad associations spoil useful habits." He likely meditated on that many, many times. And two, he even gave thought to the young girl's feelings. So we commend you young ones for what you are doing to heed the inspired words at 2 Timothy 2:22. Flee from youthful desires, but pursue righteousness. But you know, the warning at 2 Timothy 2:22 there is not for young people only. Just because we're older does not mean that we are immune to youthful desires. For example, many older ones worry about losing their youth. Some try to prove that they are still young by engaging in strenuous and exhausting activities and sports, only to find that they have very little time or energy left for spiritual pursuits. Others choose to dress and groom in styles that they think make them look and feel young. And while it is appropriate to be concerned about our appearance, We need not try too hard to erase all signs of aging. Those signs can be evidence of maturity, of dignity, and of inner beauty. For example, Proverbs 16:31 says, "Gray hair is a crown of beauty when it is found in a way of righteousness." And further, 1 Peter 3:4 says that inner beauty, the secret person of the heart, is what is of great value in the eyes of God. So this is how Jehovah views us, and we should try to view ourselves the same way. And then too, because of hormonal changes later in years, some have found themselves flirting with members of the opposite sex, younger members of the opposite sex, perhaps even unwittingly, trying to prove that they're still attractive. This is highly unwise and dangerous. It is particularly important to guard against flirting when it comes to married people. To signal romantic interest in a married person, or for a married person to show such interest in someone other than their mate, is wrong. Sadly, some have formed bonds with members of the opposite sex other than their mate, revealing their innermost concerns, even confiding in such ones private thoughts that they do not share with their mate. As a result, romantic feelings have developed and blossomed into an emotional dependency that can undermine and even destroy a marriage. Married Christians do well to remember then Jesus' words, his wise warning found about adultery, found in Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. Please turn there with me to Matthew chapter 5, and let's read Jesus' words together. So you'll recall he says in verse 27, "You heard that it was said, you must not commit adultery." But Jesus' wise warning in 28, he says, "But I say to you that everyone who keeps on looking at a woman so as to have a passion for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Yes, it starts in the heart. Therefore, we want to safeguard the heart and avoid falling victim to improper youthful desires that lead to ruinous results. And two, we need to consider how Jehovah views such behavior. In Malachi chapter 2, verse 15 and 16, Jehovah warns, "Do not deal treacherously with the wife of your youth, for I hate a divorce." A married person who shows a romantic interest in someone outside of the marriage bond is dealing treacherously with his or her mate. The world calls the infidelity of one who has been married for a number of years as a midlife crisis. But really, what is the halfway point of an eternal life? See, do not become ensnared by worldly thinking and attitudes. Rather, flee from such improper youthful desires and pursue righteousness. So, whether young or old, let us heed the counsel at 2 Timothy 2:22. Shun harmful youthful desires and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with a clean heart.